Hi, and welcome back to Comic Review Weekly. This is Brian Shearer in for Andy Slaughter with
Marty Blemmons. Today we are going to go in a slightly different direction. We have been to Dragon Con.
We have. We spent about 16 hours on Saturday there, so we're going to recap our experience for you.
And it does get better. So the beginning was not so good for us this year, but it does get better.
Dragon Con 06.
And technically, it's still going on right now because it was, you know, Thursday through Monday.
Right.
So the craziness is still going on.
There are many pictures of some of the craziness up at graveyboy.com on the gallery. So
there's about 20 pages worth of pictures up there.
I took probably about 200 pictures and still didn't get maybe a fourth of what happened there.
It's insane. We went 2 years ago, and as creators, they have a little deal where you can bring your published work. If you just show up, prove that you are a published writer, artist, or whatever, they'll give you a guest pass. So this year, we said, hey, let's get a table. And so I pre-registered in this late spring or so, and I got an email saying, oh, you'll hear back from us sometime. Well, we never did, so I kept sending emails. They have an email address at their site that says if you have a question about their the status of your application, you know, send an email here. So I sent several emails there, never heard back. So we're figuring, hey, you know, well, that's okay. You know, we don't expect a table, but, you know, like last time, we can just show them our Gravy Boy, our published work, and we'll get in. So 6-hour drive down, we get there, and first of all, last time we were there, they weren't checking badges to get into the hotel, were they?
Not the registration hotel, no.
No. So this time they weren't even letting people in if they didn't have a badge. So I have my handy dandy little cell phone here that has a record feature. So I have a few little snippets. You can hear the progression as we get more and more frustrated with Dragon Con. So the first one is us trying to get in. The line, how long was the line, or what, the wait of just regular, the regular passes?
Right, 4 hours is the last that I'd heard, yes.
And it was, there were two lines, all going into that one little door that wrapped around the hotel. So here is the first one.
So we are at Dragon Con. They are checking for badges to get into the hotel, which is different than the last time we were here. And there are two lines that are both 5 miles long. And even though we pre-registered as guests, we can't find out where to go to get the guest badges. We're trying to avoid standing in that humongous line. So, see if they let us in here. Marty's talking to a guy with a badge.
Everybody have badges.
I'm with him.
Okay, very good.
All right, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so there's us trying to get into the hotel. And
that was actually after having talked to several people who had no idea where you were supposed to go for.
Yeah,
so this guy was actually very helpful.
Yeah, as what they call a guest, which would be like a professional writer, actor, whatever. If you're just an attendee, they had like three different lines that were color-coded that all ended up at this one little door on the side of the hotel building. And if you were not, most of the people who were the gatekeepers for the hotel, if you weren't one of those people, they didn't know what to do with you, except for that one guy we just happened to find. So you start out a little frustrated just trying to figure out where to go. We were walking around. How long were we walking around just outside before we got in?
Probably close to, well, the whole process probably was maybe an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah. So we got in. We found the registration desk. And I guess I'll just let this play because I think this is where things start getting irritating.
Okay, so I pre-registered for a guest badge, which I was declined, and put on the Do Not Sell a Badge Guest Badge To list, even though 2 years ago we came, and now one of the ways you can get in as a guest is to show proof of your publication, which is what we did last year. We just showed an issue of Gravy Boy. This year, because I pre-registered, we're not allowed to even do that. So, since it was in my name, Marty can pre-register, and you know, anybody else who has anything published in their name could register, but I couldn't because I pre-registered, which is unprofessional and insulting. So right now, our friend Greg is running in there to see if he can get our guest badges for us. We'll see what happens when he returns. In the meantime, me and Marty are going to stand outside registration, being frustrated and angry. This is Dragon Con 2006.
All right, so I think it's worthy of pointing out that after we went to registration the first time, and you know, there's the guest registration line is like there's no line there, at least not at 10 o'clock or 10:30 when we got there. So we get there and the guy's like, "What's your name?" And we tell him, you know, it was in my name. Marty was supposed to be my guest, and so we get there and the guy's like, "Well, you're not on my list. Let me check the computer." The guy checks the computer and my name's not on there, and he checks for Marty's name and it's not on there, and so the other guy, I guess there's what, three or four people behind that little desk, and
right.
He's like, well, the other guy's like, well, check this list, and he checked this one's like, no, it's not on that one either, and then they whip out the list and it's like, well, see if he's on this list. And so the guy like looks at it and our name is on this list. And there's a lady behind the desk who he turns to her and he's kind of like, what's the difference between that list and this list? And she like him and haws and doesn't want to answer him, I guess, while we're standing there. And
right.
Finally she leans over and whispers in his ear. And then
never a good sign.
Yeah. So he's like, well, him and another guy are both trying to break the news easy to us. Like they don't want to get yelled at. So after about 3 minutes of trying to get this out of them, we finally discover that the list that I'm on is the Do Not Sell a Guest Pass To list, the black list. So I can't buy a pass as a guest. And even if I show my work like I did before, I couldn't buy a pass. So they never told us I was on that list. And I get down there, and I don't know why I'm on the list. So maybe, Marty, you can explain what their solution was to this.
Okay. And this should be surprisingly funny to anyone who's ever been to Dragon Con. Their solution was that we go out and find the controller?
They just told us the look for a guy. What was it wearing?
He had a badge with a black ribbon on it.
Right. And look for the guy with the...
Amongst the hundreds of thousands of people at Dragon Con, go and find the guy with the black ribbon on
it. Right.
And apparently, yeah, it's not just any guy with the black ribbon, because we did manage to find one guy with a black ribbon, but he told us that no, it was not he that I needed to talk to, and that he gave us a particular name of a person to go and find in Dragon Con.
Yeah. So we're, you know, 100,000 people dressed up in 100,000 badges, and we're supposed to find this one guy.
Named John.
And so we get to the other hotel, and we explain at guest services our dilemma, and they're like, oh, we're sorry, there's a committee that decides who gets the passes and who doesn't if you pre-registered. So I'm penalized for pre-registering. Essentially, like it's like, well, we'll show you. I mean, what? So we never did find that guy. Anna left him a message. You know that I never got emails back from Dragon Con, even though I kept emailing them. And I gave that guy, I left our phone number for that guy. He never called. So, you know.
Right. Not the most professional of. Behaviors for something no. quite that large.
So we're outside, and our friend, our writer friend, Greg Robinson. This was his first time at Dragon Con, right?
Right. And I had told him about, you know, bring your stuff and you can go in through the
Right. Good plan, Marty.
Which he had called me because he was waiting in the big long line because nobody could tell him where to go for the professional registration. So it worked out well, actually, for him, too.
Well, he was at a pub having lunch, and so we met him there. And, you know, after being at Dragon Con for, what, two and a half hours, all I have to show for it is that bowl of chili.
Right.
I was so mad. And so finally we go back in, and he's like, well, let's go see if Greg can get in. So we go back through, we get back to the guest registration, and I've got another little snippet while we're waiting for Greg, because Greg comes back out. Greg goes in and comes back out. He's like, okay, give me money. I'm going to get you in as my guest. So this is us waiting for Greg.
So Greg has come through for us. I am now his guest, Brian Stryker. Sounds very adventurous, doesn't it? This is awesome. So Greg is my hero. Dragon Con is go. Stryker. My last name is Shearer, by the way.
Shearer.
But I think I may go by Stryker professionally now.
Shearer, I'm sorry about that.
Stryker, that is awesome.
Letters spell that.
Yes,
I wanted to get out of there as quick as possible.
All right, so that was us. The previous one was us waiting for Greg. This one was one when Greg went in and came back out. And when he was in there, he couldn't remember my last name. So he said,
which is Shearer, by the way.
Shearer. He came in and said, oh, man, I couldn't remember your last name. So he just, the first name that popped into his head was Stryker. And she spelled it. The lady behind the counter was like, was Stryker? He was like, yeah, that's right. So now I have a new alias, Brian Stryker, which is awesome. That's my favorite badge of my right. favorite con badge so far. So we got in, the crisis was averted, but man, was that frustrating getting in. I need to send them an email today.
Right.
My nasty email.
The rest of the con was actually very well put together, very professional, very. I'm amazed at how well the rest of it ran. There's just something that con is actually, for as much chaos as it is, it goes off relatively painless.
Well, if you can get in, sure.
Get in.
yeah, I mean, it was, you know, crazy as usual. We did run into our arch nemesis,
mm-hmm.
Jenny Breeden, and
right.
I've got a little snippet of her on here I need to play.
Right.
Okay, we are here with our nemesis, Jenny Breeden, who I'm going to ask one question. Why did you try to keep us out of Dragon Con by putting me on the Do Not Give a Guest Pass to?
Because Dragon Con is my show, and you don't enter my territory, because you are my nemesis.
So it was on purpose you put us on the list. So if this is your show, we own all the others, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I did put you on the blacklist.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. You know, you're very easy to circumvent. All I have to do is change my last name to Stryker.
Are you saying I'm easy?
Marty, help me out. All right. That's okay. All right, so how are the devil's panties doing? I've never asked anybody that before.
The devil's panties are doing well. A little bit smelly, need to be washed. A little bit of pressing because they're starting to get a bit stiff. But all around, warm and fuzzy.
That pretty much describes Dragon Con. So, all right, and we'll call it a day there. Thank you.
Was that before or after you were accosted by
her? That was before I was accosted by her fan.
Right.
I didn't even catch his real name, though.
Does it matter? Big guy that picked up Brian, we salute you.
Yeah, so I was accosted by her fans. Yeah, Dragon Con.
But I managed to steal her conscience. So
no, that's true. We have pictures of her conscience that defected.
Yeah.
For Team
They're
Baby
my
Boy.
Conscience now, and it's very disturbing, actually.
Yeah.
I want to set things on fire right now, and I don't know why.
You're listening to the wrong conscience.
Right, okay.
So,
actually, they're both saying that.
So we, you know, it's a blur. I can't. A lot of stormtroopers. I've got. I guess I'll go ahead and play the last thing I have on my phone, which is after we'd been to dinner. We went back to the con and just taking a look around the room, trying to describe what I saw.
All right, so it's about 8 o'clock on Saturday night of Dragon Con. We have wandered around for miles and hung out in the green room for a couple hours, went out for dinner, and now we are back for the after hours nonsense at Dragon Con. Just looking around the room here, let's see, there's a bunch of costumes. There's a kneeling Jesus over there. There's a UFO flying near the ceiling. There is surprisingly no stormtroopers in sight, which is odd. We've got a bunch of anime folks around. Star Trek dude who looks like he's a zombie. And oh, here comes the Empire right now. Keep in order at the Dragon Con. Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. There are costumes everywhere, but I don't know how to describe them. Lots of corsets and fairies. And, yeah, this is insane. So people are just kept, I would say getting back, but they never leave. Corsets and wings, that's pretty much sums up Dragon Con. So I'll have another little installment here later. And, I don't know, the night is young.
Oh, yeah. I never did come back later with that other installment because I got so tired.
Here it is now.
Yeah, this is it. So I guess we should hit the highlight. What are some of the weirdest things we saw at Dragon Con?
Probably the most bizarre thing is we were just trying to find our way from one hotel to the next, and we were, I think it's this way, I think it's that way, and then we went down this set of stairs that I guess we had never seen before, because when we came out, we came into this hive of slave Leias.
It was in the very bottom of the hotel, too. And the, I mean, I don't know what this area was used for, but it had a passageway that led right up to the street. So it really was in the dungeon.
And it was in this little alcove. There was a giant Jabba the Hutt, and surrounding this giant statue of Jabba the Hutt were about, I don't know, 30, 40
sure.
slave Leias, just milling about and waiting for a chance to get the picture taken.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. I mean, do you think they planned that? You know, maybe in the Jabba will be in the basement of the Hyatt. the most bizarre thing. There were two other bizarre things, other than the fact that there was a hive of Leias, was the 8-foot Wookiee whose arms came down to his belly button.
Right.
It's like, you know, they spent all that money on height and not on arm length. And the
Tyrannosaurus Wookiee.
Right. And the guy dressed up as Han Solo, who had his tripod and camera out and was taking pictures of all those slave Leias. Which we have pictures of all this on our website. You go to gallery at gravyboy.com. You can see the hive. That was the most bizarre, surreal thing I think
probably,
I've seen.
Yeah, that was the moment I was like, yeah, okay, this is Dragon Con again. I think I was getting jaded. I was like, yeah, I've seen that. Oh, hive of Leias.
<you're> right. It's like, nah. What the crap? I think you got a picture of two of the, you know, it's always fun to go outside and see the people in costumes smoking cigarettes, like Mother Earth with the cigarette hanging out of her mouth, or Galactus with a cigarette in hand is always good. You know, this thing about Dragon Con, there's so much, you just sensory overload. You don't know when you try to think back, you just, it's this blur of costume. Going on.
We never made it to a single panel this time around. It was all just wandering and networking and whatnot. whatnot. So.
I forgot there were panels. We did make it through the Walk of Fame, which is where all of the celebrities have their table set up. Which this was in a third hotel. There are three hotels back to back that you just, you know, you walk in the front door of one, through that hotel, out the back of it, cross the street, into the front door of the next one, and so on. It's insane. But the Walk of Fame this year, I mean, when we were there in 2004, it wasn't that crowded. But by the time we made it through this time, it was like, we have to get out of here. I mean, we can't move. And it was just hot and sweaty. And
right. Well, see, I think part of it was the last time we were there, they had a kind of a fluid, you know, like you can go up this aisle and you can go back down this aisle and you can go up this aisle
right.
And go back down that aisle. And this time it was sort of like that, except for at the very end. Like, no matter which aisle you were coming out of, everybody had to
go back down. You had to go back down the aisle everybody was entering in, so you had twice as many people on that aisle at any given time. But, I'm trying to think of some of the people, the celebrities that were there.
Mickey Rooney?
Mickey Rooney. We didn't see Mickey Rooney. We saw his table.
Joni.
We saw who?
I saw Joni.
Oh, yeah, Joni.
Joni, the little chachi thing.
Mr. Sulu, Lieutenant Yar were there from Star Trek. I'm trying to think who else. We talked to George Lowe for a little bit, guy that does Space Ghost's voice.
He vaguely remembered our face from when we gave him water.
Oh, at MegaCon, yeah. I'm surprised he would.
He was like, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, he doesn't remember. I mean, he doesn't. I don't expect to be remembered. He's
right.
Did a lot of stuff.
He meets a lot of people.
Yeah, there were some people from Firefly and Serenity. Well, one, I don't know, the guy that played the pilot, I can't remember his name in the show, was there, and I only saw him. Nobody. I don't know if anybody else really stood out. So we only went in that hotel that one time and got in and out as fast as possible.
Right.
I don't know what else to say.
One of my favorite parts, though, was going through the comic section of DragonCon is nothing to be, you know, too excited about, but it was fun going through there, getting to see Jenny, talking to her for a little bit, managed to mar a few more of her cards, turn them into Gravy Boy cards, and stole her consciences, of course. We got to talk to Christian Baranek for a little while of Silent Devil. He's the writer for Dracula vs. King Arthur, and has just done quite a bit in the last few years. If you haven't heard of Dracula vs. King Arthur, then I don't know how you missed it. You must not have the internet.
Yeah.
But, talked to him for a while. He took us out actually afterwards. We had a good long chat with him before they started the party hopping section of the evening. Who else did we talk to? Chris Moreno.
Yeah, Chris Moreno. Maybe working out a little Gravy Boy pinup deal there.
And the guys from Gaijin Studios, Cully Hamner, and a lot of their crew was there. Talked to Cully for a while. My favorite part of that whole walk was everywhere we stopped, it was we stopped at Chris Baranek, Chris Moreno, Cully Hamner. Every one of them said, "Hey, where you guys set up?"
which gave me a chance to vent my frustration. Well, let me tell you what happened to us. And you know, everybody there, you know, we talked to was. I don't know. I don't know that how well the con is actually run, but everybody agreed that was stupid.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So anywho.
But you know, one of the things I'm glad we found this time was the green room.
Right.
The green room is if you have guest status or the guest of a guest, as we were this year, it's about the 17th floor of the Hyatt. You can go and, you know, free food, drinks, just hang out and chill with other guests. We talked to, oddly enough, two scientists.
Right.
One guy was a rocket scientist working on the Mars.
No, really.
Really.
He was a
working on something for the Mars Society thing, and the other guy was worked with radiation. So what do y'all do? I draw comics. You know, what have you done with your life? Nothing.
We talked with one of the scientist's wife was an actress also, and we talked with her for a good long while. And as we were leaving, somebody came in with her and sat down and was talking to her. And I read on his badge, I think it was something, it was psychology. He was a psychologist right. of some kind. And before too long, I look over there, and out on the table, he's pulled out this little plastic case with all these electrode-looking things. And then I'm like, we got to go.
Wow. I missed that. My back was to him, so I didn't get to see that.
Yeah.
But, and trying to think, did I overhear, who were the guy and the girl who were in there when we walked in there? That they were with the tribe, weren't they?
The tribe?
They were on a show. I think I overheard them telling someone.
I was, focused elsewhere, my feet.
Right. I think maybe they were talking to Greg. I don't remember, but they were on the show The Tribe. Which I never watched, but I've heard of it, but I don't know who they are. So, but between them and the scientists, it's kind of a weird place to meet a nice cross section of industries, I guess. But
it was a great little place just to sit though and kind of be still for a good long while. So.
Yeah, so I don't know. You got anything else you want to add?
No, I think all in all, it turned into a good day. We thought about going back on Sunday for a little while, but we just
we got up and moving around noon, and even then, we still got home like 9
right
that night. So it was
too much. It was quite the thing, though. Do check out the pictures, gallery.gravyboy.com. Right now, it's the first set of pictures up there. It's remarkable. And our pictures will not even be our pictures will not be even a drop in the bucket compared to if you Google Dragon Con pictures. You'll come up with tons and tons and tons of folks out there who have just captured a lot of the insanity of Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Nobody was dressed as Darth Vader, though.
Well, they'd have to pay me royalties.
Right.
And nobody wants to
pay you. Pay me.
Nobody wants to actually pay me to dress as Darth Vader. No tweakies either.
No tweakies this year.
Well, I guess that's going to do it for our Dragon Con edition of Comic Review Weekly. If you want to drop us a line, you can email either me or Marty. My email is brian@gravyboy.com, and Marty's is marty@gravyboy.com. And if you want to email Andy, that is andy@gravyboy.com.
And Andy will be back again in 2 weeks. You will have us again next week, but Andy will be back the following week.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us, and we'll catch you next time.